Commentator Daniel Pinkwater has acquired a red-tailed visitor of his own, but this one's a welcome guest at his home.
For the past year, I've been watching a red-tailed hawk from my office window. He is impressive, not to say astonishing in size, and he spends part of each day on a favorite branch about 50 yards away. He is beautiful. I have a pair of binoculars at my desk, and I love to watch him. I find myself holding my breath as I study his exquisite plumage and wait for him to drop from his branch and begin to fly, which he does powerfully and gracefully. Sometimes he gets really close. He appears to be comfortable here and will sit on a fence post at the edge of the dog run. The dogs seem used to him, and he ignores them, probably because they're too big to eat. I've seen Mrs. Hawk a couple of times. She's apparently shy. Summertime, when the leaves come in, I hardly see either of them, but I know they're around. Once in a while, the hawk shows up close to the house or glides slowly over the driveway, just letting me know he still owns the place. Once I saw 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 mourning doves sitting in a row on the hawk's special perching branch. Space in the middle of the doves. Just as I was wondering if, he dropped gently into the midst of them and just sat there. Doves being stupid, it took them a full 10 seconds to notice, at which point they said something like, "Oh, crap," and scattered. By this time, I had my binoculars out. I am certain the hawk was chuckling. "That was cool," he said. Since the hawk turned up, the crows, which I liked, have departed. He ran them off. It's his turf now.
Daniel Pinkwater lives in New York's Hudson River Valley. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.